एक शब्द मेरा प्राण बसत है. That which the Guru is talking about, that Shabad, is actually within you. Mere pran, that which is alive in me, my pran, my very aliveness, that's something that I need to look at. And when I've done that, bahur janam na ama, then I don't need to keep trying again and again. You know, we talked about you coming to the Gurdwara every week. When you die, is also the same thing, again and again and again, keep trying, again and again and again. You go back, they look at you, say, did you make the most of human life? No? Okay, go try again, go to the back of the queue, try again. So not only are we doing this on a weekly basis, we're doing this on a life-by-life basis. Bahut janam bichhade the madho. Lots of lives I've wasted. You're at the front of the queue now. Eh janam tumhare leke. This one I'm going to give it a real good go. This one I'm going to try. Otherwise I've wasted all the other ones. And see that on a week by week basis. Every week I've come to the Gurdwara, something has been good, I've learned something, I've gained something. But today is, I start day one again. Eh janam tumhare leke. This very moment I'm going to try again. I'm going to dedicate 100% commitment. Yeah? Otherwise, even now when you're listening to me, look where your mind is going. Some people are planning their holidays. Some people are thinking, main kal nu kaam te jana. I haven't done this, I haven't done that. I'll go home. Did I switch the gas off? Did I leave the lights on? Yeah? Our mind is constantly trying to get you away from sitting here in the moment now. Every moment. Don't blame the mind, that's the mind's job. You can blame yourself for listening to your mind, but you can't blame the mind. That's the mind's job, to tell you things, to entertain you. So, is God really inside us? And if God is really inside us, where? How? Why don't we feel this God? There is an obstacle to you finding this God. And I've said it several times, so we should know what this obstacle is now. Mind. Mind is the obstacle to God. Because mind has the nature of darkness. And from a state of darkness, you're trying to connect to something that is a state of light. When you sit in the Gurdwara, when Kirtan is going on, when Simran is happening, your tongue might be singing along, but still there might be something missing. So the question then comes, where should my mind focus? What should my mind focus on? So I'll read out a couple of tips, a couple of hints that I've learned along the way that hopefully we can learn something from. Tip number one, focus on the sound of the Shabad. Focus on the sound of the Shabad. You can ask this question to some people. What should I focus on when I'm listening to Kirtan, when I'm doing my Nitnim? Some people might tell you, focus on a picture of a guru. Put a photo of a guru in front of you and picture. Even when you close your eyes, keep that picture of the guru. But this technique isn't new. This technique is very old, ancient technique. In fact, the whole idea of Murti Puja is around keeping a picture, a visualization. Nothing wrong with this technique, but this is an old technique. This technique has always existed, so what's the point of us coming and saying we're students of this guru? Why are we the students of Guru Nanak Dev Ji if we're using other techniques from other traditions? Nothing wrong with those techniques. But we don't belong to a school of that technique. Guru Nanak Dev Ji was asked this question, and you can read this conversation in a Bani called the Sidh Gosht. That's a conversation with Guru Nanak Dev Ji and all these intellectuals, all these meditators, all these spiritual sadhus. And they say, who are you? Who do you follow? Guru Nanak Dev Ji says, Shabad is my guru. Shabad guru, surt tun chela. And I focus my awareness on its sound. Guru Nanak Dev Ji is giving us a technique. Says that I come with a new technique. So this idea of putting a guru's photo in front of you isn't the guru's technique. The guru says focus on the sound. Shabad guru surt tun chela. So when we're doing our Naam Simran, Waheguru, 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 we're sitting there, our tongue is reciting it. There are three things that has to merge in order for this Naam Simran to work. Your tongue has to merge with your mind. So as long as your tongue is reciting a mantra, Waheguru, any other mantra, tuhi, tuhi, whatever it is that you recite. If your mind is somewhere else, then it's not working. And this is what we do in the Gurdwara. We sit, we're present, our body is present, we're present with our words. But as the kirtan is going on, we're allowing our mind to go somewhere else. So mind and shabad has to merge. Now we can understand what this means. That our focus has to be 100% on the mind. Our focus has to be 100% on the shabad, on the sound. And whatever you do, whether you come to the Gurdwara, whether you have long kesh, whether you wear the bana, whether you eat the right things, whether you wake up in the morning and wake up at the right time and do all your nitnam and all those things, whatever you do, if you haven't merged mind with the sound, then all of those things you'll notice very quickly will start losing their effect. So focus on the sound, tip number one. Mind and shabad has to merge. And I said three things have to merge. What's the third thing? So let's say that the mind and the shabad has merged. Then the thing that you are worshipping and the one doing the worshipping has to merge as well. First, mind and shabad has to merge. Man and sound. Then, once those two are merged, myself and that which I am worshipping, that which I am calling, that has to merge as well. Look at the word mantar. Mantar means, using mantar, I have to connect my man with that which is antar. That which is within me. Mantar. Mantar denal. You have to merge that man with that which is within you, jyot. Man tu jyot sarup hai. And even in Japji Sahib, it gives us this technique. Gaviye, step one. Suniye, focus your awareness on it. Listen to what you are saying. Gaviye, suniye, man rakhiye pao. Start with the recitation of the tongue. Then focus your mind on that. Then merge yourself with that which you are meditating on. So we can understand the first bit. Okay, my mind has to fully focus on the Shabad. I have to be fully 100% aware of the Shabad. But how do I, the second part, how do I merge with the Divine? So this is all stage one, step number one, focus on the sound. Tip number two. Don't externalize God. Focus on looking for God within you. Forget that there is some God out there. This technique has never worked and will never work. One of the things I've noticed, people doing Simran do Simran as though they're calling God. People do Simran as though they're calling God, who is somewhere far away. And this is exactly what Gurbani tells us not to do. Dur nahi mero prab pyara. It's not far away. Dur nahi mero prab pyara, satgur bachan mero man manya, har paaye pran adhara. Satgur bachan, when I accepted the words of the Guru, har paaye pran adhara. That pran, that life that was within me, I realized that that is God. Dur nahi mero prab pyara. Let's go back to that shabad. Man tu jot sarup hai apna mool pachan, man harji tere naal hai. Do not externalize God while you're doing Simran. If you're sitting and doing Simran, don't for a second think that you're calling some God that's far away. Step number two, do not externalize this God. But this is very hard to do because the mind is always externalizing its happiness. Every time we look for happiness, we look for it external. The mind is always looking for the next prized possession. Always TV, video, movie, sound, song, all of these things. And we do the same when we find God. Bring the mind back to yourself. Mere man pardesi ve pyare ao kare. Mere man pardesi, a walking, wandering mind. Pardesi means somebody who's going all the time somewhere else, far away, never home. O pyare man ao kare, come back to your home. Har guru milavo mere pyare is singing to the mind. See how nicely the guru talks to the mind? Not about blame. Har guru milavo mere pyare kar vasai hare. Within you is that thing that you're looking for. You're looking for God and you're looking elsewhere. This is not new problems. The guru has always understood these problems. The guru is talking to himself. Oh my pardesi mind, come back. The guru is here. Rab is here. Khojat khojat nij kar paya. Guru Arjan Dev Ji says, searching and searching and searching, I found it within myself. Within you is God. Now let's just think about that for a moment. Isn't that amazing? Within you is the God that everyone keeps talking about. Within you is God. Step number one. Step number two done. Now number three. Let go of your expectation that God will come. This is a big one. Don't sit and meditate expecting anything. First we sit and we meditate and we don't know where to put our mind. So we said focus on the shabad, on the sound. Then we can focus on the sound, but we're still, you'll find that when you're trying to do a Simran, your mind is listening to the sound and it's thinking, par hai kithe, aaya nahi hale. Your mind is looking, constantly looking. So that's that voice in your head that's looking, stop it and say, that voice, stop looking, stop asking questions, tu bhi Simran kar. And get the mind to do what the tongue is doing. Then we say, par hale fir bhi nahi aaya. Paramatma aaya nahi hale. It's not coming. Step two, don't look anywhere else. Step three, drop your expectation that God will come. Because as long as there is you sitting there waiting for God, then God will never show up.